I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, Match of the Bay, the finale. Oh. Wow, what a season we've had, girlies. I'm Emma Coney, we're joining me, we've got Amy Christophers and Natalie Polly.
Hello.
Do you feel a little bit emotional?
I am a bit emotional, you know.
I'm really emotional today. Like, I'm all over the shop.
Well, just because the football season
season's over.
It's emotional that Chelsea are like, hang on, what? In the Champions League?
Yeah,
I'm
emotional that I've got to go to the Emirates on Thursday night again, but what can we do?
All right, sad puss over there.
For God's
sake. So, things that have gone in your favour, Chelsea.
Yeah, but, no, what a turnaround.
But things haven't really gone in your way, old.
No, they haven't.
The Cougars are not happy at the moment.
Not at all.
Did you really think that you was going to make it into the Champions
League? Yes, I absolutely did think that we were going to make it into the Champions League because Tottenham were dropping all them points. And I thought, all right, yeah, we've got shit teams coming up. We've got Leicester, we've got Brighton. What happened?
Sorry, but Brighton!
What happened?
Brighton is one team above the relegation zone and you literally drew with them.
Stop! All right, I know we did bad.
In fairness, you slaughtered us at home.
Yes,
Watford did.
I know, but then
you're basically saying that Watford are like worse than Brighton right now.
No, I'm not. I'm not even saying that because I just can't understand. They had... The performance they put on Sunday was some sort of joke, I'm sure it was. I was watching it thinking, is this... They're playing a joke on me. I'm actually sat there thinking they're playing a joke.
What were they doing that was so wrong?
Everything! That's what they were doing that was so wrong. Everything! Our performance was shocking.
Really?
When we needed to perform at the top, we did not do it. And you broke my heart, Arsenal. Well done. Once again.
What was the game last week with Manchester United in the Champions League? What was that game? Who did they play? Because the commentators afterwards, it was either Gary Neville, it was always probably Gary Neville, but they were moaning about the formation. Oh, that was it. And the defence from Luke Shaw as well. He literally just stuck his foot out as though he was trying to trip somebody over.
Yeah.
They were like, you are defence at Manchester United. He looked like he was a Sunday league.
Yeah, no, he
wants to be careful pointing his foot out like that. He might break his leg again.
I know. He's giving Mourinho everything to talk about that, Luke Shaw, though, really. He needs to start...
Yeah, packing up his ideas.
That's
packing his bags because...
He does look a bit podgy as well, bless
him. Oh, my God.
He does.
Okay,
I thought he was a bit stocky. I thought that's what it was. But I just think maybe... Maybe he's going to the gym, I don't know. Maybe it's muscle. Or maybe emotional eating because they've not made the top four. Because that's exactly what I'm doing at the moment. Arsenal are making me fat. So maybe United's doing the same to him.
I do wonder though, because I always thought that, you know, football players are always on a strict sort of diet. And
yeah, they are. But really, do they stick to it 24/7? I don't know.
No, that's probably true. Because when I'm quite good friends with a Southampton player. I said, what are you doing at the moment? And he was like, oh, just making my way through a big thing of Maryland cookies.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's not okay. It's not what you believe. Like, all the boys that I know, like honestly,
when they're
in and out of Mackey's
and stuff,
that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. When the gaffer's watching them, they're like, yeah. Then they go home, eat Nando's.
Yeah, Domino's.
Yeah, they stuff their faces.
I knew a couple of Watford players from a few seasons ago. Like, if they go out on benders, they will go out on, like, a three-day sesh.
Yeah.
And I was how do you survive after a three-day sesh?
I can't do that anymore.
But they have to get up and go to training and then run around a 5K. It was like,
I'd be sick all over myself if I had to do something.
Maybe they
like
get
that.
A B12 shot, because I got one the other day, and honestly, I'm
I saw that you got one of those.
You know, B12
on
actually stops some grey hairs as well.
I'm gonna get some more.
I saw that. Yeah, but B12. I always take B12. It's really good for energy levels, and it's really, really good.
So maybe they get them shots.
Maybe.
They get the shots of tequila and the shots of B12.
That's it.
Oi, oi, oi.
We know their tricks.
are you, Amy, happy with the position that Chelsea's in at the moment?
Of course.
Like, I'm glad you said stop we to you. I'm glad you did that.
I literally, like, we've scraped it through. Like, we've got top four now. That's good. Like, third, I didn't even think third. Like, I thought we'd be lucky
to get
four.
Who are you playing
at
the weekend? Final game?
Leicester.
Oh, that might
that's
be
a hard game.
But
that's
it doesn't matter game. Because win or lose, like, we're still top four, so...
Whatever. I know. It was such a big weekend in terms of decisions. Cardiff City has gone down.
Oh, I'm Devo.
Which, Cornhill. I have to say,
I know.
He's had such a season.
I know.
Like, not a good one. Like,
talking about sad, I would say that's probably one of the saddest moments of mine, because I miss Neil Warnock. I miss his commentary at the end of the games, how he always thinks, oh, you know what, Cardiff City, we do give you a run for your money. I love him. And even when he did that, I don't know what he was doing at the weekend when he was eyeing up that camera, but he got the best memes out of it.
Yeah.
What is it? Bittersweet Symphony, My Days. Neil Warnock, I miss you.
I know.
That's one of my saddest
moments. I miss him already,
and
like Devo.
When it was snowing and he like fully just lost his shit because like, what team was it that tried to like postpone or something? Or he tried to postpone it anyway, like... Everyone was going crazy making loads of memes at him because he was just so angry.
He's just such an animated character. Really.
Yeah,
I just love him.
Like him and Roy Hodgson.
Yes.
They are like the king of memes.
Oh, boys, love it.
Roy Hodgson will always be my number one, though. That geezer just does something to me. I love him.
How he just went mental of the whole Harry the Hornet. I don't know what this mascot is, but this Harry Hornet thing. I'm like, look, mate, obviously you know that it's Harry the Hornet. It's a hornet.
I just love him, though. He's just so cute. He can never do wrong in my eyes, him.
Talk about saddest moments in the season. Have you got any?
Ramsey leaving.
Is that your saddest moment?
I cried my eyes out.
I saw that. You tweeted that.
I cried my eyes out. Like, honestly, like a sap. Like it was someone part of my family's leaving. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, he always, like... He brought us such special
You're
moments.
You're welling up now.
I am welling up now. I'm getting sad.
I've never seen this kind of emotion from you now.
Oh, believe me, Arsenal have been doing it to me this season. Made me cry more than made me fucking smile. No, but I'm really sad. I think it's just such a huge loss to the club is letting someone like Aaron Ramsey go. Huge.
I mean, you're going to have someone big to replace him because especially after Christmas, what I... noticed all the goals were coming from Ramsey, and it was just like he did the biggest mic drop in all of the games.
Exactly,
like, this is what you're missing, Fisher.
Exactly. And he was really emotional as well because, like he said, like he grew up at the club, and from what I remember from having a season ticket at the Emirates, he's always been there. So it's so sad. It is really, really sad.
When he was like doing his lap of honour on Sunday, like walking around with that red box, like, I just thought he was going to like open it, like deal or no deal. Like,
I know! Hey! I know!
50k a week, guys!
I know. And do you know what else I'm really sad?
And they're going! They said yes! It's a deal!
I'm sad that Danny Welbeck is going as well. And I don't think...
What?
That, he's out of contract.
Yeah, because he had that really severe injury, didn't he?
And it's such a shame because he's a player with so much talent, but... Unfortunately, with injuries and all that, he's just not been given another opportunity.
I think it's sad because Arsenal is very good in terms of bringing up players from the youth and pushing them all through. Because who else was it? Oh, sugar nuts. It went to West Ham.
Jack Wilshere. I was devastated when he went as well.
Because he was there from the youth. He was there when he was a teenager, even before he was a teenager.
I've known Jack for years.
Yeah,
for years and
sad.
Years. Because he used to play with one of my best friends, Manny.
Mm.
So we all used to hang around together when we were like 14, 15 years old. So to see him come up through the ranks and actually watch his journey, he did so much for Arsenal and he loved the club as well.
He was.
He really loved the club.
And his last message was, I didn't want to go.
No, he didn't want to go. I know, he didn't want to go. And it's just so sad. And that's one thing with Unai Emery that I really haven't taken to him very well, because he's letting all these, like homegrown players go yeah. and such talent and going out so... and not bringing anything in yeah. them. That just frustrates me.
Would you be buggered if you was in the same position as Chelsea with no transfer window?
Oh my
You'd be losing
God.
All your guys.
Forget it.
You'd be like, see you later, Arsenal. No, in the champions.
We'd get relegated. We'd yeah, get relegated. And I'm telling you, Arsenal, from now, if you don't bring anyone in, that's it. We might as well enjoy a relegation party. Yeah. Because I'm not having it. I will go in there myself.
Well, like, I don't think you can ever see the day of, like, Arsenal.
Carry on like this. You don't say that. Carry on like this. You never know.
The thing is, like, in the Premier League, bitter. Like, we don't have enough homegrown players.
No.
Buying in from abroad.
I know.
Like, so exactly what Gareth Southgate said.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's such a shame, you know, because there's such talent around as well, and it just gets overlooked yeah. by all the foreign players. So I'm hoping, like, say, the
we
Declan Rice and players like that do go to the top four clubs, and then you can actually see what their like actual ability is. So.
Do you yeah. think it's too soon, though, for Declan Rice to go to
yeah.
Manchester United?
Only yeah, I do.
Because he's up against all the big
yeah.
players.
He'll
I do.
Be benched.
And he will be benched.
No, 100%.
He'll be like Ruben, where, you know, he was playing for Chelsea, wasn't getting enough time, so then he
went to
Crystal Palace. Playing some of the best form in the season, mm-hmm. and then he went back to Chelsea, and he, you know, he got benched most of the time.
Yeah.
Then until recently, you know, where they're bringing him out, but he never
yeah.
starts.
And it's like Jordan Sancho as well. He went yeah. over to Germany, and now he's like the highest, like,
yeah.
rated young Premier League player.
I think Manchester United want to try
yeah.
and get him back. I think Manchester United, like, let me just put
Dibble
everybody.
Exactly, yeah. man. We went United trying to get everyone.
We want Gareth Bale, we went
yeah.
Jadon Sancho, we want all these people, we're putting dibs on them all.
Yeah,
like, just
but he's amazing.
Know.
That's
he's
normally
amazing.
What Chelsea do, but obviously we can't at the minute.
No, you
so,
can't.
Like, United taking
talking
over.
About Manchester United, there's obviously a few, like, sort of transfer rumour mills. Apparently Pogba is
yeah.
very close to leaving. He wants to throw the towel in, I think he said. Also, your Martial, Anthony Martial. Apparently, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wants to get rid of him because he's got bad attitude.
He looks
now,
like he does, to be fair.
I was a bit like, I thought you said to me that he's not that sort of person.
Yeah, but he looks like he just doesn't speak. Do you know what I mean? He's always got that
yeah.
same expression
yeah,
on his face.
Some people got resting bitch faces.
Yeah, and
know?
I know maybe he doesn't them. Understand that. Maybe Ole doesn't get that he's not actually giving him dirty looks or anything
yeah.
like that. He just... That's his face. And people
yeah.
do that to me, though. People think that I'm giving them
yeah,
dirty looks, but
think
it's just
I'm
my face.
I'm miserable all the time. I'm like,
yeah.
this is just my face. I'm actually really
I know.
Happy.
Like, everyone says you're very unapproachable and you're very aggressive and you're like, you're a bitch. And I was like, why? Because you've always got such a straight face. This is my face, all right?
Yeah.
Deal with it. I'm a nice person, really, deep down.
Like, I read, like, a couple of years ago when Anthony Martial cheated on his wife. Like,
yeah.
And whatever. And like, she
what?
Basically. Yeah.
He cheated on his what? His
yeah.
wife?
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. I thought he was a nice guy.
Yeah. But she, like, it was either her or a mate or something, like, sold like this exclusive to like one of the papers.
Yeah.
The Sun. And then, yeah, basically just saying, like, oh, he's not this nice person that makes.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Like, he's actually blah 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 and whatever, so I'm like, since then I've been like a bit yeah, but he has got an attitude problem, but
yeah, most of them
know.
Do though, to be fair, but when they don't get what they want, they're very very prone to throwing their toys out the pram. So
maybe I should depends. Be a footballer.
Yeah, I think I should.
I've got like the attitude.
I would 100% get sent off every game.
I would definitely be Costa. Like yeah. I would be like red carded.
I might be like Luis Suarez. I might bite someone if they piss me off. Like that's it.
I'd be red carded before I even got on the pitch. Yeah. I reckon.
No, I think that Martial does look like he's going out, and I think Pogba does as well. But realistically, United have got so much talent in that squad anyway. I don't think they would be that missed.
Also, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, well, there's talks that Herrera might go as well, because apparently his missus put up a photo, and in the background of the photo, it was like clues that he's leaving. Oh, I was like, no.
Yeah, what was in the background?
God, what was it? I don't know. It was just like some sort of like package, like packing or like leaving.
Oh, for God's sake, she might be going somewhere. She might be going to the spa.
Oh,
for all
don't.
This. It's like Hazard though. He sent out my a God. Very strong message.
Yes. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes, I was going to say this. So in the there's a news article which about Hazard and he, yeah. that somebody
these fans yeah. were filming him. Yeah. Like, stay at Chelsea, and then he like smirks and shakes his head and then yeah. drives off. I was yeah. literally like, you bastard.
100%. Don't be surprised if he goes.
He's definitely
yeah.
going.
Yeah,
he's where do you want to go to? Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, I reckon.
But what yeah, I'm annoyed about is that, like, they know, and they've known for ages that Hazard's going. So why not, like, Gary Cahill? He did his last.
Yeah, he's going to Bolton.
Yeah, he's
going.
Off.
He's like, see you later.
No, but he got to, like, you know, say goodbye to the fans and everything. It's like. Hazard's not. Like, that was the last game at home.
I don't think he cares, though, really, does he?
I know, but he should do. Like, we all idolise him.
I don't know.
You don't know what, to be honest with you, you never know what goes on internally in that club.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know, they might be like, oh, mate, just stay for half a season, please.
Yeah.
Just get then
he might go in January.
Yeah,
like, you don't know.
True. You don't
know. From that message, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right?
You better pray to God that he does stay, especially that you can't get other players in. Like,
yeah, but do you know what? Like,
God, I bloody hope
so. Our second half against you at the weekend.
Yeah, so the game at the weekend, Chelsea against Watford. It was an incredible game. Yeah. Like, for the first half, it was 0-0, right? For the first half, up until half time. And even the commentators were saying, like, wow, this is a bloody good game of football where no one scored any goals. It was incredible. Our team was on point. Like, your team was, like, actually, you didn't play bad in the first half. We were just great.
Great.
You know?
Did you make subs in the second half?
Well, no, you had an injury. Somebody went off. Who'd you went off? Oh, Kante. Apparently it's a hamstring.
Oh,
so
yeah,
Kante
I saw that.
And then Ruben Loftus-Cheek came in and scores a goal. There was just talk about Ruben, like, hello! Like, why is he... And they were saying as well, like, Kante and Ruben, they're both exact same players. You know, incredible.
Yeah, they are very good players, both of them. They are very, very good. They've both got a lot of talent there.
They have.
A lot of talent.
They said they're both got in the sort of same position, but then they said, oh, something... Does Kante play in a different position as well?
Just one's a lot better looking than the other. Oh, Kante.
Kante's really lovely, though.
He is lovely, but come on.
Sorry, was like playing him out of position and stuff, so a lot of people have been annoyed about
him. Kante, they always play him out of position.
He has been, yeah.
He's one of those players that you can never get annoyed with, though. He's just got such a cute face that
he's
you don't...
He's so sweet.
He's so cute and he just doesn't talk. I just find him so cute. I just want to pet him. Like, oh.
Let's take a look over the highlights of the season. Right, what do you think is the most highlighted moment from your team?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm
Are you,
asking.
Like, talking about, like, incidents?
Yeah, anything that you're like, oh, my God, I love this team. What made you fall in love with your team again?
Making top four. Sorry.
I'm silent because this is very hard for me. I honestly can't put on...
I mean, there was that one game for Arsenal where Aubameyang was just popping goals left, right and centre.
So he should be, though. It's not like a
That's his
phenomenon. Like, he should be doing that. Why is he not doing it anymore?
I'm going to let you think about that. So I think when it comes to Watford, I'm so happy. I was emotional and hungover on Sunday. And Monday. And an advert came up on TV and it was BBC, like, big, you know, effective, bright lights and music. And it was like, Man City versus Watford, the FA Cup final. I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. I can't believe they've done it.
I know.
And I'm there crying.
That's usually me.
I was like, oh, they just, that's
No, so I was really rooting. I was rooting for you guys. Oh my god, I was rooting for you guys so much. Honestly, I really.
We're not gonna win, but it's just like, oh my god, where the FA Cup final? I was like, no, there's Prince William. He's gonna be there too.
Listen, don't say that you're not gonna win. You don't know. Anything can happen in football. Oh. Absolutely anything. And the way you played in the semi final, you just don't know. And you gave it your all.
They are overstretched because they're like. You know, all the different games and stuff.
Man City isn't like Liverpool. Yeah.
No, but they've got the pressure and everything. So, you know, they might not be focused on the FA Cup.
Yeah.
But Man City hasn't lost players like Liverpool. And what about your highlights?
Okay, for me, beating Man City 2-0.
In where? What game?
In the Premier League.
Oh.
Didn't they beat you like 8-0?
All right, yeah. Before. But like...
Sorry, sorry, I'm bitter.
That's the most highlighted point of the Chelsea. Yeah. Okay, well, your season was successful then.
Right. And then also watching Chelsea play Spurs at home and beating them, like, that was, like,
awesome. Yeah, that was good. Was it?
And I was in hospitality as well, so I was just, like, getting so drunk on the free booze.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was
really
annoying on Instagram. Loved it.
Okay, so who do you think... we know, we've already discussed you, Natalie, in terms of Arsenal, but we've also discussed a little bit. But do you think Chelsea are going to be losing any more players?
Probably.
Do you know any?
No.
I don't know, though. I think if you didn't make Champions League, there would have been a huge risk to loads of your players going. But because you've made Champions League now, I think
leverage.
There's a big reason for them to stay.
Yeah, 100%. These guys want to, you know, when it comes to, these guys want to win, right, but then they also want to be playing at the highest level.
You want
to
be playing at the highest.
Why do you think Romelu Lukaku moved to Manchester United? Yeah. Because he wants to go to the bigger competitions, you know, he already plays
and
for Belgium internationally.
And you can't blame a player like that. If there's someone that's interested in you to go and play, like, for the best, against the best teams, in the best, like, top end of the league, you'd go. You'd be silly not to.
It probably wasn't the best decision for him to leave Everton.
No.
But to go to Manchester United.
No, it hasn't worked out for him. But there's always that gamble that you've got to take. What about if you did make your breakthrough?
Yeah.
And what about if they did play you every week? Like, you'd be
silly
not
to. And also the pay packet as well. Like, I think they're just like, oh, I want to be at the bigger club. Like, yeah, like, what would you rather? Be at a bigger club, getting more money, being able to say that you play for that club but not playing, or, you know, playing, increasing your career but you're on shit money.
Yeah, but the thing is, these...
I would take the shit money.
No,
like,
but
I
think when you find that when these athletes are there and they're not getting played, it frustrates
them. Yeah, it does frustrate them.
They're a bit like, I don't give a shit about the money, I want to play. So I think you find that. And when it comes to Watford, I think we might lose Doucouré. Which is our midfielder, because apparently there's definitely links that he's going to be leaving. There's also...
What about Delphine?
No, well, he's on contract, and he's doing incredible, and he's come back to the English Premier League, you know. He obviously tried it over in Barcelona. He obviously was at Everton as well, I think it was. He went Everton to Barcelona, but he's only really matured now in the Watford side. Him and Troy Deeney up front together are unstoppable. I really don't think Delafeu is going to go. I think he is really, really happy at Watford, especially now that he's starting to get his name known a little bit more, scoring all these goals because he's got the opportunity for Watford.
Be the wrong move for him to leave.
He's not
going to
go. So I think Doucouré. Doucouré, I think he's probably will be going. He's a midfielder. Apparently, there's talks that we're going to sell him for $35 million. Which is incredible, yeah. But in response to that, we are looking for a new midfielder. I think, when it comes to Watford and their team, you know, we do have a very good defence and a lot of people in the back. We've got four good strikers, but our midfield is shocking. You know, there's some players which are not on form, and if we lose Doucouré, which is also iconic. But apparently we're looking at Olympiacos. Apparently we're looking at Kamara for €15 million.
What, Chris Kamara?
I wish.
Bring him back.
Yeah, so.
If you could have anyone in your midfield, who would it be?
Anybody.
Anyone.
Oh, I don't know. I really
don't know. It's hard to think. It is hard.
Well, because I always think, I don't know. I really wouldn't mind Pogba when he's on form.
Yeah.
You know, I really, really wouldn't mind if he's on form. I think he's incredible. I really do. And I think he's a strong, big guy up front as well. And he can run with the big boys in Watford.
I think someone like Marcus Rashford, he's a midfielder, isn't he? Or is he a striker?
This is what I always get confused about. Some play midfield and then up front.
Or even like Jesse Lingard or someone like that. Someone with young, fresh legs that I think can bring so much to a side like that. I think that would...
Well, I was thinking that as well, you know. And even...
Because they're very versatile as well.
Maybe even Hazard's really good up front. No, Sterling.
He is when he's happy.
You know what? If I could have anybody, it'd be Sterling. Yeah. Because he's so fast.
Yeah.
He's so fast.
He runs like a little dinosaur, though. Have you seen him? Oh, my God. Do you know what? I heard people saying it. What was I watching? Who were they playing? Was it yesterday? Yeah, they were playing yesterday. Sorry. He runs with his hands out like that. I never even noticed. And me and my sister, she doesn't watch football. She goes, oh my God, has he hurt his arm? I go, who? And she goes, that boy there. Why has he got his arm like that? I go, oh God, that's why they say it.
Even my dad runs like that as well.
Does he? Bless
him. Yeah, he runs like this. I'm like,
My dad,
you ran like a little bit of a pansy there. Boo.
Yeah, my dad don't run.
And just to round everything all off, okay, what do you think was probably the best and iconic moment?
Oh my God, please.
Out of the whole of the Premier League?
Can I just... Okay, for me,
yeah.
Kepa and Sari.
Oh, yes!
Has to be.
That is iconic. That got the whole nation with my mouth open.
I just remember, like, you two were, like, messaging me, and I'm watching it on my phone. Stop messaging me.
I didn't understand what was going on, though. I was thinking... Literally, I just saw that the chat and I was going, nah, he's not arguing with him. He's not saying no. No. That's all I remember him going, no. And like, I was watching it. I could not believe that. That definitely was up
that
there.
That was literally...
Talking about rants, I think the Charlie Austin rant, you know, Southampton, you know, after the game, where it was like, they played against Watford. He was like, we're playing in the best league that we can. And you're telling me that they didn't do this. And I was like, woohoo!
I know. Well.
Oh, so they do talk.
Yeah.
No, but I think my favourite and one of the most iconic moments was Firmino from Liverpool when he got his eye poked, you know.
Oh, yeah!
Right? Yeah. Okay. And, right, he got his eye poked in one of the Premier League games. And then when he actually scored, say, a month later in the Champions League.
He went like that.
He hit the hand of the eye, the best salute, the best finger up in the air, the best shadiest, the sassiest biatch ever. I was like, this guy.
I know.
I liked it.
I liked it. I did like it.
Probably it. What about you, Nat? Any?
So, it's not exactly the Premier League, but it's during the football season, but it was when Raheem Sterling stood up and literally stood against all the racism stuff. Yeah, like, it made me really, really proud, like, just to be English and just be like, look, fuck you, you can't be doing stuff like that. And it made me proud of how well he handled it as well. Even though it's a ridiculous situation, but I just think it was a really, really good touch to it. Like, just sort of putting a stop to it. So for me, that was one of the most
iconic. I think he's changing ways for the future as well. And also for the next season, I 100%. Think there'll be so many new rules and regulations.
There has to be.
And there's so many fans as well, which are being removed.
But unfortunately, it has to be. And I think they need to take more action against the fans now and actually start punishing them with
show examples of people.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think I think in terms of their responses, they've hit I think when players hit back, they went through that same about a month ago. They all were pushing it. Now let the dust settle.
Ainsley Maitland-Niles recently got racially abused because who did we lose against? So many, I can't remember. We lost against someone. And someone tweeted him basically calling him monkey or something stupid
I generally feel as though that these people...
But I don't know if it's... I don't think it's the right approach, though, because I think when it's like the young kids, they get a thrill out of it.
Yeah, they do, because they're getting a football player that responds.
Exactly. And it could be seen the wrong way. But I just do hope for next season... They draw a line under it because it's absolutely ridiculous to see it. But
so, ladies, that's the end of Match of the Bay season one. We're going to be back though for some of the Women's World Cup. But you know, Man City win the Premier League. It's a final. I think it is.
I really wanted Liverpool to do it. I really, really did.
And it's sad to see Fulham, Huddersfield, and Cardiff go down.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, Watford, they're going to stay in 10th position. That's the sort of club that we are. It was incredible that we were doing so well.
Well, you've got to an FA Cup final, so that's Jesus, all we you've ever had a great wanted, season.
You know, we've had an impeccable season. And we always say, you do so well up until Christmas and you're down with the Christmas trees afterwards.
Yes.
We, you know, fans. we
No, you've done very, very well. Very well.
But thank you to anybody and everybody that's been listening to Match of the Bay. We've had an incredible time. We're going to come back bigger, better, stronger. Also keep your eyes peeled because we will be covering some of the Women's World Cup and also the UEFA Nations League as well, which is happening in June. It's going to be an incredible June, isn't it? Let's face it.
It's going to come home this year, I think.
Yeah, the ladies will bring it home, the lionesses.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.